Baltimore is burning. Welcome back to Vocal Point. This is Jerry Newcomb. Right now we're going to talk with Lloyd Marcus, who grew up in Baltimore, knows it firsthand, and he wrote a book called Confessions of a Black Conservative. You can read his writings and see his music at LloydMarcus.com. He's been involved with the Tea Party group. And Lloyd, welcome to the program. It's great to have you on.
Hello, Jerry, my patriot brother in Christ. How are you?
Doing great, thank you. So your book, just real fast before we get into the content about Baltimore, Confessions of a Black Conservative. What is that book, real fast?
Okay, that is how the left has basically been duping the black community for the last 50 years now. And I started my life in the projects. And even at 9 years old, I saw what happens with people who are totally dependent on government. I did not know that this was about government at the particular time because I was so young. But I knew that that the way that the bulk of the people in the projects was living was wrong and self-destructive.
Hmm. And eventually you got freed from that, and it was interesting, just growing up in a project itself, describe that a little bit, because you talk about how, in fact, I've talked to you in the past, and you said this once in an interview, you said, I was in a building in Baltimore, Maryland, it was a projects. You said, within 6 months' time, I watched this building just sort of turn up into a huge ghetto. There were people around that intentionally destroyed the building, even though there were those who wanted to make a go of it.
And I have to say that even at 9 years old, everybody around me kept saying everything was the white man's fault. And I, and I remember sarcastically saying, well, how can we stop these mean white people from sneaking in here at night and breaking the elevators and urinating in the stairwells? I knew that there was something wrong with that. And I have to say that amazingly, 50 years later, right now I am in my 60s, and amazingly, 50 years later, Baltimore has gotten 10 times worse than what it was when I was a little boy. These people are stuck on government. They're stuck some kind of entitlement mindset, and this is what is destroying them. We're having a thunderstorm here. I don't know if you can hear it in the background.
Just barely. Since you mentioned...
We have 70% out of wedlock births. We have 72% of kids... of all of the black kids not graduating high school. Why? High school education is free. 70-something percent of the black kids in Baltimore are growing up in fatherless homes. You know, there's a cultural and moral problem, and every time somebody attempts to address that problem, if you're a white person, and you address that problem, then you're a racist. If you're a black person and you talk about addressing that problem, then you're an Uncle Tom. And it's so depressing. The only thing, thing that keeps me hopeful is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm. Now, there's a quote about the subject of entitlement. Listen to this. This is from Bob Lupton, author of Toxic Charity. He said, give once and you elicit appreciation, give twice and you create anticipation, give three times and you create expectation, give four times and it becomes entitlement, give five times and you establish dependency. So it sounds like a lot of the people living in Baltimore have just been entitled and now have been dependent, but this is generation after generation. Lloyd, I understand that you had some relatives that were on welfare perpetually. Tell us about that.
Yes, my cousins, they were totally on welfare their entire lives. Now, Jerry, they had absolutely totally free government provided everything. Government provided housing, government provided food, government provided health care, and yet they live horrible, unfulfilled, miserable lives, and they died young. And they had serial out-of-wedlock births. My cousins are making babies all over Baltimore. They got locked up. They were incarcerated several times because they had nothing to do. They had nothing to work for. So, like, it was just totally wasted lives, and I saw what happened. So what you said a little bit earlier about the negative effect of entitlements, I saw that firsthand. And now, 50 years later, it's 10 times worse. You have 70% of the kids in Baltimore not graduating high school. 70-something percent of kids in Baltimore not living in fatherless homes. It's a great big mess, and they're stuck on voting for the Democrats. I know this is not a political show, but
well, let's put it this way. They vote for the liberal politicians who always talk a good game as far as being compassionate. Do you think they're compassionate?
Oh, my goodness. No. Look, not only do I not think that it's compassionate, I think it is bona fide, downright evil, because these black folks are living in the greatest land of opportunity on this planet. You have people taping cardboard and duct tape together, together, attempting to cross the ocean to get here. This is the greatest land of opportunity on the planet. Like, and all you have to do is go for it. And there's a black man sitting in the White House, and yet I just heard a recent poll that the vast majority of black America, they think America is racist, America is against them. America is not racist. America is the greatest land of opportunity on this planet. All you have to do is forget that victim nonsense and go for it. And this is not what the black community is doing. And what is really frustrating is that they won't listen. My younger brother, he was a liberal for a long time, and he had finally seen the light. And he still lives in Baltimore. And he said that, wow, like all of the black folks, they still will not listen to him. They think the police are out to get them. And that is patently absurd. A black person is shot by a police officer 1% of the time. Guess who's killing black people? Black people! they had 40 murders in Baltimore this past month. They had 50-something murders in Chicago, a black a couple of weekends ago.
So in other words, black on black crime is a yeah, real problem. Now, you were saying earlier about racism in America. Certainly America's had a racist past. I mean, your own dad, let me just quote a little bit from you, because this is fascinating. Your own dad was one of the first blacks to break into the Baltimore Fire Department, and he experienced firsthand racism from the, you know, on the part of some of the white firefighters. But this is a very touching story. He almost got into a fight one time with one of those racists. Then later, God worked in both their hearts, and there was a situation where your dad was going to die. He was left inside a building, a burning building that he went in to help people. And this one racist fellow, formerly racist, went in and risked his own life to rescue your dad. And then your dad, a minister, ended up speaking at this man's funeral later on. They had become good friends.
They were lifelong friends.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. And that's what we need to work for. I think Dr. King's vision is really falling apart these days, wouldn't you say? I mean, he wanted us to get to the point where we have a colorblind society. We don't think in those terms.
Concept of character rather than color of skin, yes.
And I think that vision is falling apart today. It's being disrespected.
And this is done on purpose. This is, you know, that's the most despicable thing about this whole thing. Rather than the Democrat Party, the liberal Democrats, telling black folks, you live in America, go for your dreams, they are selling black America the message, the cops want to kill you, and white folks are out to get you, and business hates you. And they despise every single black person who is totally successful. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, he is a black man who made it the old-fashioned way. He worked hard. He did the right thing. And he became one of the most powerful black men in the world. And guess who hates him? The NAACP, the Democrat Party, Dr. Ben Carson, world-renowned
neurosurgeon.
Surgeon. And this guy, he started for nothing. He should be speaking black to black kids across this country. But guess who hates him? The NAACP and the Congressional Black Caucus. So this thing of telling black people that they are victims in the greatest land of opportunity is done on purpose. It is totally an evil, despicable thing. I want to say something about my father again. My father was running a storefront church way back then when he became a firefighter. He was a very young pastor. And my father was treated like scum. He could not drink coffee from the same coffee pot.
You mean there at the fire station?
Firefighters. But my dad, he was committed to doing things God's way, and rather than doing a whole bunch of whining, my father, he strove for excellence. And despite those horrible conditions, my father won Firefighter of the Year 2 times. You know, and he did. He became overcome by smoke, his mask malfunctioned in fire, and the guy who hated him most.
Yeah.
He went back
and saved
God,
my
dad.
Yeah, that was the fellow I was referring to. And then your dad later on spoke at his funeral years later.
And it became lifelong friend. But my father, he did things God's way, and he didn't get Firefighter of the Year because of affirmative action and somebody said, okay, it's the black guy's turn. No, he got it because he was the best. And this is not a message that we are hearing today. We're hearing you're entitled because of slavery. How long are we going to ride that slavery nonsense? Okay, it happened. Look, I am 60 years old. I have a very successful life. White people have helped me all along the way, from white senators seeing the artwork that I was doing in high school and giving me scholarships, to white businessmen giving me jobs. America is just a great place. Yes, there is racism on every single side, but like, it's not enough racism to stop anybody from doing anything. You know, it's so frustrating, Jared.
No, I understand. I understand. We're almost out of time. Let me just go ahead and give your website again. It's LloydMarcus.com. But I do want to ask you to give a closing thought for about 30 seconds on Baltimore. It seems to me as if this kind of problem is just going to continue if people continue with the same wrong mentality that basically keeps poor people down, because they break the back of the family through the government policies.
Oh, No, I absolutely agree. And my younger brother, like I said, he was a liberal a long time, and he lives in Baltimore. And he said that, like all of his friends, that he have tried to share the truth with them, they won't hear it. They are so addicted to government entitlements, and they believe the Democrat lies. So frankly, the only thing that I know to do is to continue to pray, and I continue to write articles exposing the truth, and I hope that more and more people will hear my words. But like, other than that, I don't know anything else that can be done for Baltimore. And I keep thinking of that scripture about people who would rather believe a lie than believe the truth. And I see that kind of happening. Like, some people, they want to believe that they are victims because they want to have an excuse to be lazy, and I don't know.
It's an incredible human tragedy. Thank you so much for being with us. Again, LloydMarcus.com for more information. Thank you. God bless you now. Bye-bye.